Hello everyone, I'm Chloe, and I'd like to tell you about an amazing experience I had last weekend. I attended a youth-oriented art day hosted at our local art centre. It was organised to get teenagers like me more involved in visual arts and crafts, giving us a space to express ourselves outside of a typical school environment. The whole event was spearheaded by two incredibly creative people who guided us through the various workshops. One of them was Marcus, who is a well-known independent filmmaker in our town. The other was Sarah. A lot of people assume she's a professional photographer because she always carries a camera around with her, but she actually spent several years working as a fashion designer before she moved into teaching art full-time.
I'm usually someone who gets quite anxious when meeting new people in unfamiliar situations, so I genuinely thought I'd be a bit stressed. However, when I walked through the doors of the centre and saw all the colourful displays and friendly faces, I actually just felt incredibly curious about what we were going to do.
To kick things off, Sarah handed each of us a drawing book to jot down our ideas and do some initial sketches. I was expecting standard glossy white pages, but I was thrilled to find that the books were entirely filled with recycled paper. I'm really passionate about the environment, so that was a big plus for me.
Our first warm-up task was to personalise the cover of our drawing book. At first, I was going to draw a landscape, maybe the hills around our town, to keep it simple. But then I changed my mind and sketched a spaceship instead, as I've been reading a lot of science fiction lately. It turned out looking pretty cool, especially after I added some neon markers.
Next, we moved into the main studio for a painting session. We had free rein to paint whatever we wanted. While a few people decided to paint the bowls of fruit set up on the tables, I opted to do a portrait of my younger brother from a photo on my phone. It was tricky getting the proportions right, but Marcus gave me some helpful tips on shading.
Later, we had a short break, which gave us the chance to wander around and see what everyone else was working on. There were some impressive charcoal sketches of animals, but I was absolutely blown away by some watercolours that a girl sitting near me had painted. The blending of the colours was just stunning and so delicate. Looking at my own work, I felt it was a bit too rigid and realistic. Sarah noticed I was struggling and suggested I loosen up. She showed me a few unconventional brush techniques to make my work more abstract. It felt strange at first, not painting exact lines, but it really freed up my creativity.
After a lovely lunch in the courtyard, Marcus introduced the afternoon activity, a giant collaborative sculpture made from discarded materials. We had to brainstorm a theme first. A lot of people voted for the ocean, which sounded great, but after a quick debate, we finally settled on a future city. We thought it would allow everyone to build their own unique structures.
We were then sent out to scavenge for clean waste materials from the centre's large recycling area. I went out hoping to find cardboard boxes, but they had all been taken. Fortunately, I stumbled upon a huge bag of plastic bottles, which were absolutely perfect for constructing the tall skyscrapers of our sculpture. By the end of the day, we had built something truly spectacular. I learned so many new techniques, but for me, the collaboration with other young artists was the absolute highlight. Just sharing ideas and working together made the whole event unforgettable. I've already signed up for the next session.